Ooh.
Guess spooky. What that sound is. It's the sound, ladies and gentlemen, of tonight's podcast, which will be all about alien conspiracies.
Yes. Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
Welcome to the show, to the Twilight Zone, as Nick says. This is Finny with my brother from another mother, Mr. Nick Walker. Here to give you another frightfully fun episode of misguided shenanigans. And tonight's topic is going to be a little weird. It's going to be a little crazy. It's going to be a little different because it's all about alien conspiracies. Wah-ha-ha-ha.
Yes. This is going to be a good one, man. I've been excited for this one, even though, I don't know a whole lot about aliens. You know what I mean? Not even gonna lie about it. Not gonna lie. I just love them. X-Files was like my fave. It was my favorite show. I still watch it over and over and over. I love it.
Well, to be honest, does really anybody know a whole lot about aliens?
I'm going to go with a no. Well, maybe the government, U.S. government probably does.
I mean, it's debatable, right?
Yeah, it is debatable.
So let's get in. Where should we start with this tonight? Should we start with government conspiracies, or should we kind of go with like kind of the whole like what's appealing when it comes to alien and alien conspiracies?
Let's start wherever you want to start, brother. So let's just dive in head first into the alien starship.
All right. So maybe let's start with like, what do we think? Like, what do we really think when it comes to alien conspiracies? Do we think they exist? Do we think they don't? Do we think they're peaceful? Do we think they're cannibals? Do we think they're malicious? Like, what do we really think when it comes to aliens and this whole alien conspiracy? Do we even think they're real?
Oh, I do. 100%. 100%. There's other beings somewhere out there in the world. 100%. I think they are. Why? And I don't think, you know, I mean, we see all the movies, bro. Like, everybody puts it to they're going to invade Earth and all this other bullshit. And I think, you know, a lot of it comes down to experimentation. You know, they want to know what we have, you know, just like we want to know what they have, you know, I mean, depending on your beliefs. But I definitely think they're out there. Where? Who the fuck knows? You know, have they been to Earth? I mean, who knows? Nobody knows. But, you know, that's my take on it. I think it's 100% real.
Now, do you think that they're more of like the ET version or like the Paul version, or do we think they're more like Predator and Aliens and like Orson Welles?
No, I mean, I would have to go with the long, tall, skinny figures with the big fucking oval looking heads, to be honest with you. That's kind of where my head goes when it comes to that. But it could be anything. Could literally be anything.
I think where I kind of fall into this is, you know, I believe that aliens do exist. I believe that whoever created us, who's to say they didn't create someone else, right? Or there's other planets and different things.
Yeah.
I also think that there's probably both aliens that are kind of the Predator alien style or the Orson Welles, like they're going to invade the world type.
Sure. But
then I also feel like there's also like the Paul and the ET versions where they're goofy, have good hearts, like, you know, they're just kind of like us as a society, you know?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there could be good aliens and bad aliens, right? There's good people and there's not good people, you know? I mean, it's definitely a possibility, man. And I think, you know, especially with all the new research that's been let out by like the Pentagon and shit, you know, where the Air Force pilots have seen the unidentified flying objects, you know, the cameras, all that good stuff. You know, but I think, I don't know, man, I feel like if they wanted to take over this planet, they'd be fucking stupid because look at this planet right now.
It's full of COVID viruses. Yep. Corrupt governments, economies are going to shit. Like, why would you want this? Like, we've got plastic in our oceans. we're going through global warming. Yeah. Like, why would you want this planet?
Right. That's what I mean. Like, again, I, you know, I love my planet, man. I love planet Earth. I love the United States. Never leaving. I love it. But I cannot see another species from another planet coming down here and being like, oh, this looks like a great place to land.
Look at all the hurricanes and earthquakes and tornadoes. Yeah. And
yeah. Yeah, that's what I think.
I mean, it's like Dorothy, lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my. Not to mention all these pesky like countries that are fighting and starting wars. Like, I mean, who wants that headache?
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. You know, at so this point, there. I would say, beam me up. just beam me up.
Give me that go. Anal probe.
They, you know, I mean, it may be better than than some things we got going on the planet now. Who knows?
Well, I think you kind of opened up the can of worms really big there. So let's dive right in. Government, right? Yep. So let's start off with what a UFO is. So a lot of people think of the term of UFO and they're like, oh, aliens.
Right.
UFO doesn't necessarily mean it's an alien of or from alien origins, right? It just means it's an unidentified flying object. It means like, basically, from all our knowledge and research, whatever this is, we don't know what it is.
Right.
So, you know, with a lot of the UFO stories, the interesting part is like the Nazis back in World War II, when some of this started, were experimenting with round alien-like ships. Yep. They were round circles, and the Nazis were experimenting with this technology like years and years and years ago. Who's to say the Chinese and the Russians and other countries aren't experimenting with this, including the U.S. And it's a part of top secret government projects. So, you know, the term UFO can be a little bit misleading because a lot of people jump straight to aliens. But the reality is it may not be. It could be just like experimental war machines and different things that countries are doing.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Well, and that's, you know, that's why, you know, I do believe that there is something else out there, but that I think that's why there's more skepticism out there, right? Because, you know, the Navy or the Air Force or the Army or the Marines could be testing some other, you know, whether it be a warship or a transport, flying vessel, something like that. Like, dude, we don't know. We don't know. And like I said last podcast, the mystery to me is the beauty of it. I love the mystery of it. I love the mystery of it.
I think for me, I always kind of love the term where there's smoke, there's fire, right?
Yep.
And you have all these sightings, right? That start really, what, in Roswell?
Yeah.
Roswell is the biggest catalyst or starting point you start with, right? You had the alien landing or crash in Roswell. A lot of, you know, jets or they didn't have jets at the time, but during this time it was airplane pilots that it was outmaneuvering them, doing things they couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Crashes, presidents called, governments called, they come in, there's bodies, they clean it up and pretend it never happened. But there's always been the stigma in Roswell about the UFOs and what happened. Well, you would think if there was nothing really to hide, even years down the road, like, oh, it was a government science project, we didn't want this technology to get out yet, it would come to fruition and we would find documents about it, right? Because that technology's got to be so old by then, it's useless, or we're already utilizing it this time. The fact that there's not, and the government tried to hide it for so many years, brings me to believe that something really did happen in Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go to the, like, they haven't, it's funny to go to Roswell, right? Because it's a lot of the kind of tongue-in-cheek, like, alien stuff. Like, the Dunkin' Donuts has this big alien statue. Everywhere there's alien totems and statues and signs everywhere. But then you go to the museum, And the museum is kind of cheesy. You got some parts where it's, you know, oh, the movies that talk about aliens and what we think happened, and these documents and papers for where they interviewed people that supposedly saw it. Mm-hmm. What gets me, though, is in this museum, you also have where they talk about like the Nazis and the what they were experimenting with at the time. And then you go into like the race to get into space and just different things that we were experimenting with as a country. And you almost like, there's got to be something to it, because why would we put all this effort into secrecy and different things? And then you also see people's stories changed. And it's like, you know? So Roswell for me is very interesting because it seems like where things started. But then you've got Area 51.
Yep.
And there's not a whole lot about it. A lot of it's still under wraps. We still get some reports or some documents released. I think it's funny, though. Why now? Why in 2020, 2021, 2022, why are we now getting documents released by the government on UFOs when it's never been released before?
I think it's simply because there is so much out there from, you know, regular people that have seen these types of things. We're just seeing it more and more. And again, I'm not an idiot. I know video can be messed with, but there's been a lot of,
you can't explain everything. You can't explain everything away. That's the issue, 100%. Right?
Yep.
Video can be edited. Yeah. Are there a lot of videos that say UFOs or show things that can be explained that aren't really UFOs? Yes. 100%. However, there are some things, like talking about Skinwalker Ranch, like we did at the beginning of our October thing, right?
Yeah.
There's been sightings and stuff there. You got Area 51. You've got Roswell. You've got places in Russia that have seen aliens and things that have come through. So you can't explain them all away is the issue. Like, there's not a concrete reason. And even in this day and age, when you looked at things like the Cecil Hotel and the murder of the Asian girl that come to find out she was just off her meds, really tragic story. Mm-hmm. And it was just a lot of negligence with a lot of different parties on how she passed away, but it wasn't a murder.
Right.
Just it happened.
Yeah.
Okay. But with aliens, we're not getting that conclusion of we can explain everything that happened. There's really nothing to see here. There's always bits and pieces that just don't add up.
Yeah, no, 100%. And that's, again, I think the reason they're doing this is just to appease some people, right? Because, you know, if you let out just a little taste, well, maybe that'll satisfy everybody. Well, it doesn't.
Sure.
It doesn't. But that's their hope is, well, if we just give them, giving a fucking mouse a piece of cheese, right? And then snapping its head in the fucking trap. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's sort of what they're doing. Like, they're kind of leading us a little bit. And then bam, we're going to hit the trap and they're just going to stop. Cause I don't think anybody's ever going to release anything on Roswell or, you know, Area 51. There's a great documentary, and I was looking for it on my phone and I can't find the name of it now on Netflix that I watched. It was probably last year, but it was really great. It was an ex-worker that used to work in Area 51. And I mean, supposedly there's like Area 52 and Area 53. You know what I mean? So there's other locations, not just Area 51. So, you know, maybe they put all this focus on Area 51 because, well, guess what? Nothing's at Area 51. It's all at our Area 52, 3, 4 substations. You know what I mean? That's just something that popped into my head just a second ago. I'm going to continue to look for this documentary because I really think you guys, if you're into this whole alien thing like I am, you guys would fucking love this thing.
Was it part of the UFO projects declassified?
No, that's coming out this year.
So that one's already out. I actually watched that one. And what I found interesting towards the end of that series, do you know who pops up as a UFO conspiracy theorist?
Blink 182 guy, right?
Tom DeLonge from Blink 182, Angels and Airwaves. Was it Boxcar or
Boxcar Racer, I think was the name.
Boxcar Racer, yeah, was the other band. Really big alien conspiracy theorist. Matter of fact, he is one of the heads of a group dedicated to like UFOs and stuff. So, and it's a serious organization made up of heads of ex-military, people that were in aerodynamics and corporations like Boeing and stuff. Like, so like really intelligent or military people are all a part of this organization that he's part of, which has gained a lot of steam and become a really big authority in alien conspiracy community right now, which I think is, you know, is that also one of the reasons why we're getting more documentations from the government, more things released, is because it's more visualized. There's more people that kind of have notoriety, because when you add somebody like Tom DeLonge to it, you know, it's not like he's a nut job that goes out and does, you know, he did crazy things in Blink as far as hype, but when he's taking it as serious as he does, and he's, you know, a serious musician, successful artist, when somebody's laying their name on the line like that.
Yep.
Kind of adds some weight.
I got it. It was Bob Lazar.
Oh, Bob Lazar. Yes. The one that was a part of all the experimentations and stuff that did the,
yes.
I think they even mentioned him in that other one I was speaking of. Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I mean, he goes, you know, probably as deep as he can go for a Netflix documentary, but just and I mean, like, cause you can tell, like, I don't know. I feel like you can tell the nut jobs. I don't think he's one of them. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's a legit scientist. And I think there's arguments out there that he may or may not be, but I from what I saw, I mean, it seemed to be for me.
Because he was one of the head people working for what the Air Force during this time and for this special project. What did they call the project that he was on?
Was it Lazarus?
Was it Lazarus?
Oh, I'll have to look. Continue.
I might be getting that confused with Titans. Sorry, I've been on a Titans binge lately. Oh, but
shit, I might be too, actually.
But no, he was a big part of it. He was one of their leading engineers when it came to dismantling and reinventing this technology that they found from the ship.
Yep.
And the interesting part is he released some information and then he got quiet. And he very rarely goes on TV because he's afraid of two things, from what I remember. Correct me if I'm wrong. One is from the government backlash, because he's not supposed to share anything and government holds tight control over that and different things, right? So he's afraid of what the government will do to him, but he's also afraid of what they will do to him.
Yeah.
And the repercussions from him learning and passing along this technology to our U.S. government.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was hired in the late 80s to reverse engineer. This is coming from Wikipedia too. To reverse engineer extraterrestrial technology. So really cool thing. And, I was wrong when I said Area 52, 53, or 54. It's quoted here as S4. And then he's alleges that it's several kilometers south of the United States Air Force, known as Area 51. So somewhere in there, there's another, you know, supposedly an S4 area where they actually house the alien spacecrafts. But if you guys are an alien fans like I am, like this sort of shit, the documentaries and shit, watch that one. It's on Netflix. It's friggin' great. It's great.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I will say, you know, my BS barometer goes off when people start talking about this shit, especially when they don't know what they're talking about. I will say, listening to him, I felt like I didn't feel like he was BSing or crazy.
Right. Same here.
Like, I actually felt like he was giving real, either he's got a really great imagination and he believes it himself and he's that crazy,
yep,
which I don't think so. Or because for all intents and purposes on anything else, he's a normal guy.
Yeah.
Nothing else is crazy about him.
Yeah.
So to me, it's kind of hard to call BS on him because he's got sound evidence. Like some of the stuff he says, you can look up and it actually matches up.
Yeah.
Which is what's crazy. Like it actually matches up to timelines and dates and things where mm-hmm. he talks about and you're like, well, holy shit. Like, okay, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. It was probably one of the better documentaries that I've ever seen on this sort of thing. Cause I mean, like I love the TV shows. Like I said, X-Files, one of my favorite TV shows of all time. The movies were fantastic. You know, Dana and Scully. I mean, dude, they'll never be another alien tandem like those two, in my opinion. And it just, you know, some of it felt, even that show, I mean, back when it was out, because it was in the 90s, right? Mm-hmm. And even some of the topics, I feel like with the background of the government, you know, underground being, you know, pulling the strings and all that shit, people are puppets anyway. But yeah, dude, just so cool. It's one of my favorite things in the, it's one of my favorite things.
I will say what's kind of puzzling to me is, you know, we've had these alien sightings since what, the 40s or the 20s.
Yeah.
And they've carried on through the decades and they seem to ramp up. And what I've learned and what I've seen is that it seems like in the 80s, there was this big ramp up. And what were mm-hmm. we doing as a country in the 80s or even as globally as a world? Yeah. You've got the Cold War. And you've got the arms race and nuclear weapons. And there seemed to be a lot of UFO activity during the 80s. Mm-hmm. And it makes you wonder, was it, you know, Russia spying on America, America spying on Russia? Because anytime there was a UFO, that thing that hit, they thought it was each other.
Yeah.
And they kind of pinned it on, like, what is Russia doing? Or what is America doing?
Yeah.
But in reality, neither of them can explain what happened and none of them know, like have a clue of what happened. So if it was aliens, why were they so interested in us during that time?
Mm-hmm.
Especially during the arms race. Does that mean that were they afraid that we were going to have this nuclear technology that's going to be able to wipe out, you know, other species and things?
Yeah. Or did they want to know the technology themselves?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Who fucking knows?
But with as advanced as they seem to be from just everything that we know,
mm-hmm.
I almost think it's more of checking in on us to make sure that we weren't going to be able to start flying off the planet and blowing up other planets full of species.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a possibility, man. You never know. You never know. Why? I mean, why? You know, why are they here?
The other
why do they
thing
show
is
up when they do?
We also had a bunch of like races to the moon or races to the other planets. Let's send in satellites and things.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it stopped.
Yeah.
But the time it stopped was like, what, 90s, 2000s? It wasn't as much of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have as many space launches as we did like in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yep.
So we don't have as many space launches. We don't have the nuclear weapons as we did. And all of a sudden things get quiet or quieter than they've been.
Well, and now we're sending people to the moon. Bezos is letting people pay millions of dollars to fly like
William
to the
Shatner.
Edge of Earth atmosphere. Yep. William Shatner.
Star Trekkie is going up in Bezos's cock rocket. Because let's be honest, that's what it looks like.
Yep, he is. He is. And so, you know, I mean, Musk is releasing his internet satellites. You know, so there's a lot of activity. There's more activity now than I remember. And I'm 42 years old now. So, and even now, it's funny you mentioned that, because now that I'm kind of thinking about it, you don't really hear about I mean, we probably haven't heard of UFOs in a couple of years, I would think.
I've heard about them. Newsworthy. But they've been, they're played down, not as sporadic, nothing right. like they were earlier from like the 80s on. Yep. Like the 80s behind versus like 90s forward. You don't really hear as much, which did they get disinterested in us? Did they realize, hey, your planet's fucked way before we did?
Yeah.
You know, what's the reason?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I can only speculate. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, there's a lot of shit going on here now, right? We do have the new space race, right? This right now, it's the first to get humans to Mars, right? We've already got the rover up there. I think China's got their rover up there. And, you know, obviously COVID's a big thing and will continue to be for the foreseeable future. You know, but you said it, viruses, sicknesses, I mean, just all sorts of violence, fucking violence everywhere, every fucking where, you know, and maybe they're just like, okay, when this calms down, we'll, maybe we'll jump back in and peek in on them. But, you know, I don't know, man. I think it is interesting though, that at certain times the activity does spike, you know,
it is right
time. Yeah.
It was really weird that during the time where the technological age, we invented motor cars, and then all of a sudden things started rapidly evolving, and you had World War II, you had tanks, you had planes, but then you turned into jets, and then you had nuclear weapons, and you had power plants, and you had rockets, and then you were seeing people like just how fast things were taking off the last 100 years on the planet versus the previous like 2000 years.
Yeah.
I think so. I got a few questions I want to pose to you. Number one,
Okay.
Would you rather ride in Bezos' cock rocket or ride in, Tesla,
Elon Musk,
Elon Musk's, legitimate looking spacecraft?
Oh, it'd be Elon Musk 100 right? times over. Yeah, there's no way in hell I'd go up in Bezos. Not a chance.
Like, who would want to ride in that thing? Let's be honest. Like even oh, who's the other one? Virgin Mobile. Bronson. Oh,
yeah, Charles Bronson, yeah.
Charles Bronson, even his like orbiting craft looks way better than Bezos. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not going to ride in that thing. Just not going to do it.
No. And I don't even care what it looks like. I trust, you know, Musk is a fucking genius. So yes. I would trust him over anybody. So I would prefer to fly in his for sure.
I feel like Musk will get you there. It'll work. Yep. It'll work as intended. Things I've heard about him was he was like, hey, why are we behind on this? Why don't we approve overtime and stuff? And he even like went in to make sure that his people had the extra precautions. He's canceled flights. Like, he wants to make sure that, A, we don't lose people and tragic accidents like the Columbia or the Challenger, but also that we get there safe, sound, and it works intendedly.
Right.
Versus Bezos looks like a fucking cock. I just can't get over that. I'm not riding a cock to space. I'm just sorry. I'm not doing it. I've said it. All right, I'll leave it alone.
There
I've
you said go.
It this podcast. But anyways. And then like Virgin Mobile, I feel like that's the discount store of getting into the Earth's atmosphere, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it'll get you there, but you don't have as much chance of getting back. Something could go wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. His craft was definitely different. And I watched the live stream of it. I watch every space launch that goes on through YouTube, through like NASA's YouTube channel and SpaceX's YouTube channel. But I try to keep up with those.
During the pandemic, before we left Florida, we actually could see, living in Jacksonville, at night, when they launched the SpaceX ships, you could actually see them going into orbit.
Oh,
which was so cool because it looked like this like really weird shooting star type thing. Like you could see it and know like, oh, that's it. Like it was really cool looking. So if you're in Florida or you're planning to travel during a SpaceX launch, definitely take time to check it out because it's a unique experience that you just don't get to see every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll be able to see them a lot more, but I that's one thing I never did when we were down there, that I wish we would have done was gone down to see a launch, but you know, shit happens, man.
Now we tried to get canceled. So when we were down there, we actually went to Kennedy Space Center and all that. And, the launch got canceled, but, which is a really cool place to see, but, we did get to see it. We went outside of our apartment, took the kids out. It was like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. You could see it shooting off from the sky. And even as far as away as we were, it was still a unique experience. So.
Hell yeah, man. That's dope.
Next question I got for you.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a danger in launching people into space and trying to get to Mars with COVID? Is there a chance that the virus can mutate in space and create this weird sci-fi virus?
Symbiote.
Yes, right? You got comic books, symbiotes, like with Venom and Carnage.
Yeah.
You know, those movies are coming out, so plug there, shameless plug. But then also, like, you've got, like, aliens. If you've seen Prometheus, you see how they started.
Oh, yeah.
You also see, like, there's all these movies that talk about, like, this virus that escapes and infects people. What happens if somebody goes, you don't think they have COVID, they pass all the tests and everything, but they have it. They get into space. They come back with it.
It's a good question. And I guarantee you that there are some kind of viruses up there, right? They're growing plants at the International Space Station. Like they're doing all this shit. There's all sorts of, you know, experiments going on, seeing what we can do in space and all this. You cannot tell me that there is not some kind of either a strain of the flu, strain of the common cold. I don't fucking know. But I could see that for sure. I could see it. Something cellular at a cellular level, you know, doesn't take to the oxygen or the lack thereof or whatever, and could die, could mutate, could do anything. 100%, I think there's a chance. Absolutely.
So let's take it. I'm going to go down a rabbit hole. I'm following the white rabbit.
Okay.
I'm going to be Alice. We're going to go down it.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. So thinking about that, then you think about the tragedies we had in space. And I know mathematics, getting there, you're on a rocket. It's like an atomic bomb, basically, you're sitting on to get out there.
Yep.
Then you look at things like, that was it the Columbia that blew up or the was it the Endeavor? I can't remember.
I know Apollo. Was it?
I'm
Apollo
talking about
11?
The later ones in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, okay.
So you had the Columbia and the Challenger that blew up, but one of them blew up like coming back into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
What? You know, they say it's a malfunction of the craft and not due diligence and things that they should have known and. All these, they have explanations.
Yeah.
But the ones coming back in the atmosphere, I almost wonder, was there a reason? Did they contract such a virus or something to where we're like, hey, we got to end this because if they bring this back to the planet, like it's going to affect everyone. And not to disrespect any memories or any of the family members that went through that because it was such a tragic incident.
Yeah.
So that's not what I'm trying to do at all. But in this age of government secrecy and giving us partial truths and not all the information, could there have been something like that that caused them to maybe have that ship malfunction?
Back in the day, I'm going to go with a no.
You're going to go with a no?
Yep. Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think it was possible back then. I don't think it was possible.
But if it's today, you have your doubts.
Oh,
that's what you're telling 100%. Me.
Yeah, 100%. But I don't. it would be a very disturbing thing to me if they were to make a ship malfunction and kill innocent people.
That's true. I'm just saying this not to you. We have movies out there that imply things like this already, right? Mm-hmm. If you go and find movies or TV shows, somebody brings up this theory.
Yeah.
And they bring it up quite often. So that's why I posed the question, just out of curiosity, you know?
Yeah. I think it's a valid question. I do. And I think, you know, I think that there's probably something up on that space station, you know, like I said, strain of the flu or a common cold or whatever it is. I don't think it's, you know, it'd be fucking stupid to take COVID-19 up there. You know what I mean?
Or like Ebola.
Or Ebola. Yeah. So something like that. But I could definitely see a, you know, like I said, a strain of the flu, common cold up there just to kind of see, you know, what it would do in that type of environment. Because if we do end up populating the moon, like, you know, Musk is trying to do in Mars, I mean, they're going to have to know.
That's right. You know, you gotta plan for it.
Yeah. If somebody gets sick, I mean, you're not going to fucking jump on a spaceship and come back to Earth and get a shot. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen that way. So I think, super great question, by the way, this is really great. But I think today it's possible. I don't think back then it was though.
Okay. Fair enough. I don't know. I wouldn't put it past people. I don't think that's the reason by any means. But I don't know that I'm 100% confident to say that it didn't happen. I think that's where I stand.
Yeah, that's fair.
The other thing is why such an urgency to get back into space and to get to Mars right now? Like, why are we trying to do this? Is there a hidden agenda behind getting back?
Oh, they're going to take the richest of the rich.
So is it because our planet's fucked and global warming is going to hit us so bad that we're trying to find an escape pod or like an ark,
yeah,
so to speak, from other sci-fi movies that we've seen and love? Is there some truth to that, to where we're trying to find a way to preserve life?
I think so. I think so 100%. I think that's why we're seeing all the craziness, you know? You know, I don't, obviously, guys, this is all speculation. Like, right, we have no idea. It's just like you guys have no idea. It's all speculation. But yeah, I think so. I mean, I think they're going to take, you know, like I said, they'll take the richest of the rich and, you know, the perfect of the perfect people, you know, to get up there just in case, you know, an apocalypse happens here. You know, we've got to live on some way, somewhere, somehow. So, you know, you'll take the geniuses and the, you know, they ain't gonna take regular people like me. You know what I'm saying? But that's my opinion.
They're gonna take people that were good athletes.
Yeah.
Have great genes, are immune to almost everything. Like,
yep.
And then people that are rich.
Yeah, 100%. 120% agree with that.
I think, you know, I kind of agree with you. Like, I think it's weird that all of a sudden there's this sense of urgency to get back into space.
Yeah.
Even more so, we're trying to get to Mars. But just how much that they released it to the private sector. And then you've got the billionaires, like, funding tons of money into these programs. And yeah, I know, like, going into space can have things like, you know, pens and things we use every day, surgical equipment, just different things. Like, they have actually used that space station to create a lot of cool things that we have now that helps with life expectancy, with surgeries, with everyday personal use. But at the same time, I think I just find it weird. I find it weird that we're rushing at this at a breakneck speed and we're trying to get there so fast. And yeah, also, I agree. The state of global warming and where the Earth is going and things we've seen, you know, I just question.
Oh, I agree. You know, what's the, what's the sudden interest, you know, in the reason behind the quickness. You know, I think, I don't know. I think Musk has a good head on his shoulders, and I think he's doing it for the right reasons. I feel like Bezos, like, he's fucking doing this for, like, to be cool and get a paycheck. You know what I mean?
Like, he wore a fucking cowboy hat when he got on the plane. Like, and the dude doesn't normally wear cowboy hats. So it's like, come on, man.
Right. Which is what I'm saying. Like, Musk does all sorts of research and all these things. And I know there's people out there that really dislike Elon Musk. I'm not one of them. I think he's awesome. I think he's a fucking genius. And I think he's doing a good thing. But yeah, man, I think there's an end game for all of this, whether it be, you know, preservation of life, or, you know, what minerals does Mars have that we don't, right? Like, yep. what can we use from there? You know, is there alien life form on Mars? You know, shit, on the moon for that matter. Fuck, man. You know, you never know. So I don't know. You never know.
I will say the one thing about Elon Musk, I know he named his child that, was it the series of numbers or something, which was kind of weird.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, he reminds me of Nikola Tesla, which is who he named his company off of when he invented the cars and things, right? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And Nikola Tesla was a genius well before his time. If you look at the things he did, things that could charge and run off electricity without being plugged in. And you look at where we're at now with, like, you set your phone on a pad and it charges.
Yep.
Or Wi-Fi. Look at Wi-Fi. All those things can be derived from Nikola Tesla's experiments and the things he was working on at the time.
Yeah.
And so you look at Elon Musk, and I almost think of him as very eccentric and very misunderstood, probably way ahead of his time. And a lot of people don't like that, but, you know, usually people with high intelligence also don't have some of the common traits of knowing, like, how to speak to people or different things. Like, almost like they have to work at those things because they're so intelligent, they're so smart, they kind of lose some of that common sense type thing. Like, Albert Einstein didn't even know how to tie his own shoes.
Yeah.
He was so smart, developed all these different things, was an amazing scientist, but didn't know how to tie his own shoes.
Right.
Which is, like, pretty simple thing to do when you think about it. But then if you think of, like, his intelligence and how he prioritized things in his brain, you know?
Yeah. Tying your shoes is, like, the least of your concerns.
Right. The other two things I want to think about with Mars is, okay, you know, back in, like, the 80s and 90s, we were shown, like, the temple, right? There's this pyramid we could find from the orbits and those things that we sent to, like, monitor. And then there was also the face. We saw the face in the ground.
Yeah.
Are those really what we saw?
Forgot about that.
Or what really is there? I'm curious to find, is it really a face? And if so, is there, like, a skeleton and everything underneath it? Or is it just the way the ground looks and it just mimics a face? And the same with that pyramid that's supposedly there. Is there something there? Or, you know, is there anything underneath? Yeah. Or is it just desolate planet? There's nothing there.
Yeah.
I'm very curious.
Me too. And I think that's one of the reasons that the rover's up there. But I also believe we're not going to get every piece of footage from the rover either. So the question you're asking is, I don't think we'll ever know.
You think so? You think they'll hide it?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, especially if it's a life form of some kind or a temple. You know, absolutely, they're going to hide it. 100%.
Do you think there's aliens among us? I think that's the last thing I'm kind of thinking about is,
no.
Are there aliens
among
us?
This isn't
Men
in Black. No.
You don't think they can disguise or shapeshift?
No. No, I do not. I think they're just a different being. They're not human, obviously, but I don't think they can shapeshift and all that shit. Fucking Mars Attacks and fucking Men in Black and all that shit. Nah, man. I don't think so.
I think if part of me thinks, like, there could be, and they could look like us, so we wouldn't recognize them.
Sure.
So, like, if they're from, like, you know, they're different species on different planets. There was one that mimicked us in some way. There could be, and we just would never know it.
Yeah.
The other part of me wonders if there are, but they're all locked in a government like facility and being experimented on. And we do have aliens among us, but we're not allowed to see them.
Yeah. I think, like I said, I don't think shape-shifting and all that shit. I don't fucking think so.
You don't believe in the skinwalkers on Skinwalker Ranch.
I believe in the ranch, and I believe that there is activity, and I believe that there are aliens that have visited. I don't think there's some kind of fucking werewolf. Although,
or shape-shifting alien to human or alien to animal type thing.
Right. Yeah. I don't think so. But, I think there are probably some here in some facility somewhere that, you know, we'll never see. I mean, there almost has to be, in my opinion, man. There has to be. There's so much speculation, so many, you know, different things you see in all these documentaries and stuff. And not all the documentaries are true. I get it, guys. But, I think there are some here, but they're locked away somewhere.
I will say, if aliens do exist and they've been visiting our planet, I almost wonder about the ancient stories and like mythologies that you hear about, like Greeks or like the Bermuda Triangle. Does that have something to do with all of this? Or like the lost city of Atlantis? You know, is there some, because you look at ancient history, and I think that's the last part of this, right? Is ancient history from the Egyptians to the Greeks.
The Egyptians, they
all kind of show something that could be interpreted as aliens visiting or deities visiting.
Yep.
You know, is there something to that? Have they been visiting and been mistaken as like angels or gods or demons or different things that we just weren't able to comprehend as beings at the time when they visited these ancient civilizations? Whereas now we're finally able to comprehend that, hey, this is coming from somewhere else. Even though they knew it was coming from somewhere else, but they always related it to some spiritual being. Versus now we're like, we're not quite sure on that.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, like you said, going back to the Egyptians, I mean, there's artwork that's been discovered, you know, cave artwork. I don't remember, was it hieroglyphs? I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah. Hieroglyphs. Yep.
Yeah. Of different light, like, what am I trying to say, man? Can you tell it's late on the East Coast, guys? I apologize for my shittiness tonight. But there's, you know, saucery type shapes, like beams of light that are
oblong different. Heads and like weird shaped eyes or
100%. So yeah, I think, I mean, they've obviously been around, in my opinion, for a very long time. And I just think it's further proof with these things from the ancient times that, dude, something's out there, man. Something's out there. I don't think it's going to fucking invade and kill us all, but I think it's definitely damn curious. And I'm curious about it as well.
Well, on that note, I don't know I have anything else to discuss as far as alien conspiracies.
Okay.
I think that kind of gets us in, like, this was a fun discussion. I loved it, but I think we kind of touched on all the different aspects. So on that note, I would say, please send us your emails, your tweets, like everything. Go to misguidedshenanigans@outlook.com. Send us emails. Go to our Facebook page. Let us know what you think. Do you think aliens exist? If so, what type of aliens do you think exist? And how much influence have they had on us here on Earth? And also, like, what part do you think the government plays on it? So let us know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, absolutely. Comment on YouTube, guys. We are also available on Apple Podcasts now, which is a big thing.
That's right.
So, you know, go on there, rate, review. all of that good stuff. Again, we've gotten some more YouTube subscribers, which is great. Lots more comments. So thank you guys for the support. We really enjoy doing this, and we enjoy that people enjoy listening to us. So, you know, just kind of continue letting us know what you think. And yeah, we'll catch you on the flip.
Until next time, guys.
Later on.